right. The Word of God is good. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to continue on this series on the love of God. I started this a few weeks back, but we had a few other things that we're mindful to take care of here at the service. This sermon is a 49-pager. I share with the first service. You guys will be here till about 8 o'clock tonight. So, hey, just settle in. You'll be ready to go. Romans chapter 5. Tell me when you got it. Start with verse 5. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which He has given to us. Now, how many in here have experienced the love of God? How many of those, it's the greatest thing ever? We've seen the scripture, God so loved the world. Maybe at some game, somebody held up a sign. But you know, that's a true reality as we as Christians. God so loved the world. How many of those, it's a privilege to understand that? That means God so loved me. Even when I didn't have a thought about Him, He loved me. And that love is shed abroad. I want you to know that all of you in this room, I'm glad you're here. I hope that somebody greeted you and made you feel welcome. Because the house of God needs to be a house of love. Are you with me? I shared with the first service that each one of us possessed Christ in this earthen vessel. But it's the love of God that changes us. It constrains us. It keeps us from things. Now, is there any husbands and wives in here? How many of you love each other? Make sure your hand goes up, all right? The truth is that when you love somebody, you give yourself to them, true? Now, relationships start. Now, I lived in a time where we didn't have cell phones. Does anybody remember that? Remember the mile-long cord that you'd put and you'd go in the other room just to get some privacy? Anybody know what I'm talking about? That was your privacy. And you know, we still made it. Isn't that amazing? We have all this technology now and it seems like our interpersonal relationships aren't any better. Come on. You know, sometimes it's just good to talk to somebody in person. True? Let's never forget that either. I know sometimes it's easier to do this and this and this, but when you can talk to somebody... Are you with me? Now, when it comes to relationship, I don't know, sooner or later, you'll learn their phone number. You'll try to find out where what they like or what they like to go. Amen? Maybe surprise them and show up. I'm not talking about stalking here, all right? But you'll surprise them. You'll show up something. You'll do something. Why? Because you want the relationship, and hopefully it will grow. True? So with that relationship, but when you finally get to that place where you're in love with them, something changes. How many of us, love is developed. And when you really love that person, it no longer becomes a duty. Listen to me. It's something you do from your heart. If you have to go the extra mile, you don't count on the extra mile. You just went the extra mile. Anybody not hearing me here? When we love the Lord, it doesn't become a drudgery to serve Him. Oh, come on. I shared with the first service, say we are all in heaven right now. And Jesus said this, at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, now I know time ceases, don't get me wrong, but at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, next to Moses' hall, we're all going to meet and have service. How many of you be like, I'll be there Tuesday at 2? I believe that. But what if He said, hey, I'm going to be gathering with you on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock or 11:30. And it was free to choose whether you came or you didn't. Oh, come on. How many would say, I'm still being there? Are you with me? See, when you love, you stop worrying about and stop looking at what I have to do. It's what I get to do. I get to serve. I get to do that. It isn't like somebody's twisting my arm, oh, I got to go to service. No, you just want to do it because you're in so much in love with God. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet with you guys. I don't do this because I have to. I get to. And as your shepherd, listen to me, there's no greater joy than me meeting you, seeing you, praying for you, and knowing you're there. How's things going? Because I've known life is like, sometimes there's valley experiences, and sometimes there's mountaintop times. I understand that both. But we're in the journey together, amen? When things get tough, we'll buckle down. When things are great, we can celebrate, we'll do it together. But when it comes to love, how many knows love reaches out? Love develops. Now, does Jesus love us? That love should start to change who we are. Because I believe with all my heart, if the Lord said we're having service at this time, we'd all be there. We'd make it a priority. But love automatically makes it a priority. Love makes it to the place where like, hey, it's just there. You can count on that. Unless something comes up in the midst of it, you're there. When we start to read the Word of God, we need to realize to know His love, it's revealed through this Word. Lord, I want to know You in a greater way. Lo, I come in the volume of the book that You can know me. How many knows His character is listed here? Come on, His miracles are listed here. How He changed hearts. Listen to me, even this is more history than we can realize. Lord, I want to know You. Now, how many in here, after you fell in love with the individual, you found out something that they liked that you didn't know? It's a quest. It's something there. There's different nuances on how things happen. Some of you have the love look, the love language. You know, this person can look a certain way, your husband or wife, and you know exactly what they're thinking. Say amen. The truth is that you got that down. I want to have that relationship with the Lord that He can guide me with His eyes. Say amen. His Word is ready there. Now, I know my wife's voice. I really do. When she speaks, I even know her sneeze. I was in a Home Depot not too long ago. It's like 3 or 4 aisles over. And I heard this sneeze. I go, that's my wife. I walked 3 aisles. There she is. Amen. Just like your children, you know your kids. Even though kids can scream, you know your kids scream. Yeah, that's my kid. Somehow you lock into that. You just know. How about the voice of our God? When you're in love, the relationship opens up. We start to experience. Look at verse 5. It says this, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad. It's revealed by faith. The love of God, listen to me, is right there for us. Now, how many knows you can love somebody and they can reject the love? They can push that off or don't want to go into that. Yes or no? He won't do that. He'll embrace that arena and say, yes, all you that are heavily, come, come, I want to give you rest. Come on to me. I love you so much. I can't wait to be with you. To me, God's expectation is, I can't wait to be with me. Fully face to face. I know there's time frames, but I can't wait. He can't wait till you get up in the morning. He's been covering you with songs of praise all night. As many as the sands of the seashore, that's how much He thought about me today. Count them, see if it's there. And He waits. Oh, just a voice. Just speak on to. He's that longing one that always looks down the road. Will they return today? Come on. When I look at Jesus, that's the God I serve. To know this love, it's a transforming influence. Christ's love transforms us. It transforms our heart and our life. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen? Now, there's a difference between love and lust. A lot of people lust after one another, but love lays down your life. Amen? And I try to encourage this. My wife does this for young girls. Don't wake up that love towards another person until you fall in love with the King. Love Jesus first. He'll teach you how to love. Men, you want to really love your wives? Love the Lord. He'll teach you how to love women. Come on. When I look at Jesus, it changes up. You're taking notes in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. It says, we with all be like an open face. Like a glass, we behold the glory of the Lord and are changed into that same image from glory to glory. The love of God has changed my life. I shared with the first service, when I first got saved, I told the Lord I liked Him. I really did. I said, Lord, I like You. And I was honest with it. I didn't say, oh, Lord, I love. No, I liked him. And I never forget, he spoke into my spirit. I knew it was him, but I love you. And I chuckled. I'm like, you're just too cool. I didn't say all of a sudden, I love you. No, my relationship with the Lord grew. It was a slow start. Then it became a run. I started off as a baby. Too many times we think we're all that when we first get saved. We know everything. The Bible calls us all babes in Christ when you get saved. We all need to learn. Say amen. That keeps us humble. Paul said, when I was this way, I spoke this way. But when I became a man, I spoke like a man. There's a growing, maturing process. Now, when it comes to babies, they are cute. They are nice and that. But bless God, when you can get them out of diapers, it's a great day. When they can start talking, it's a great day. You appreciate that. Man, one of the greatest things is, I almost made it to the potty. Oh, that is awesome. You encourage that. Yeah, yeah. And when they finally do, it's just flat awesome. True? How much more the Lord? He wants to love us, but he also wants to receive that love. Come on. It takes maturity, too. You should be able to love the Lord more now than you did when you first got saved. Amen? More in demonstration. I give to the Lord. I agree with Pastor Galena. I don't have to give. I get to give. I get to give a portion. I honor the Lord with my substance. And you can never outgive the King of Kings. If you think you can't, you can't. There are times that we just need to discipline ourselves. Lord, teach me this area. The Lord will pull you out of any hole. Lord, teach me. Amen? In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, it says, whereby we have been given great and exceeding precious promises. By these were partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption of this world, that's through lust. Think about the exceeding great and precious promise. Isn't a promise, I love you, I'll never leave you or forsake you? Isn't that a promise? I don't think, listen, if we fathom that, it shouldn't be how far can we get away from the Lord and have him still love us. It's how close can we be in that love. I don't want to break the Lord's heart either. Come on. Now, here's fulfill the royal law. Love your neighbor as yourself. If I love my brother Josh here, and he owns something, I don't want to steal it from Josh because I love Josh. Not because it's right or wrong. It is wrong to steal. But I don't want to do it because, you know, same way, I don't want to speak evil of him because I love him. If we look at the church that way, we love one another. We don't want to speak evil of it. It's not in us. Now, the action may not be lovely. We may not condone the action of the individual, but I don't want to run my sister down because I love her. And if you're going to run her down, I'm going to stand with her. Come on. Why? Because we love one another. So when Jesus said it fulfills the royal law, it's so true. If you'll love, you won't do this. If you love, you won't do this. If you'll love, you'll do this. Now, let me take it to another layer. What happens when your flesh is involved in it? Picture Jesus being battered and bruised. That adds another layer, doesn't it? What comes out. And yet he was still the same, whether he was on the mountaintop with the disciples enjoying a meal or on the cross. Notice that he was still the same on how he acted and reacted. I want to be like that. Because sometimes when it's cool, we can be cool with everyone. What about somebody that gets underneath it? And we've all had that, true? Come on. How do we respond? Lord, let me respond appropriately. Who you hang out with, you become like. Good morals can be corrupted by evil individuals. You nod and say amen. I mean, it's a reality. Then if you hang out with Jesus, you're going to be like him. And I agree with Pastor Galena with this. You want to be a world changer, you need to spend time with Jesus. It's not going to happen any other way. He took 12 guys that were raw, made them world changers. He took 12 guys that were raw, two of them complained about, Lord, let me sit on your right and your left. Notice, they didn't even got mom involved in it. But he changed. Those guys never became the same. Lord, I want to be like that. Anybody here? I want a church like that. I want somebody to get ticked off because we love them too much. I go to that church, they just love me too much. I'm not going back. I'll take that testimony. That's the only reason I don't want. They just love too much. They greeted me. They made me feel welcome. They made me feel like $1 million. They prayed for me. They comforted me. I just don't like it. I can live with that. Amen? I'll apologize to them. I'm sorry we love you too much. But the scripture says they'll know you're Christians by your love. Not your doctrine. Not what church you go to. It's who we are. It's the love of God begins to change us and constrain us. The love says, listen to me, don't do that. Now, how many couples have ever had an argument? Get that hand up. How many know certain times there's situations where, praise the Lord. How many ever had a praise the Lord moment? How many that just this, it's not going to be resolved in the next half hour? Oh, get that hand up. Talking reality here. There are times where some things you got to work through, and dare I say, some things just come to a means. Like, okay, amen? But there's never a loss of love. I'm dealing with this. And I've noticed that the Lord has put up with a lot of our stuff until we get it right. He's remained the same. We changed. Amen? Yet during that time, he didn't blow us out of the water. He's just working on us. Isn't that great love? Because, man, if the Lord could blast you, he could like, okay, you don't want to listen to me? I'll spank you to China. Wham! Boom! There you go. Woo! I'm here glad the Lord is gentle and loving. Amen? You think you're all that? I'll just make you walk on your head all day. Go ahead. There you go. Our God is good. Ephesians 3:19 says this, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Listen to me, I want that. The more I operate in love, the more power is evident in my life. And the more this, like my wife and I had this prayer this morning, Lord, let us here in this fellowship, this means all of us, because every gifting's among us, true? That we can meet the needs of the people today, whatever the need is. Why? Because we love people. I want people blessed because I love them. Lord, in honor, amen? I want that for all of us. I pray this daily, that there won't be one sick among us in Jesus' name. And when I know there's an infirmity in your body, I'm coming against it. I am. I'm coming against it. Since he loved us, how should we be? Listen, we need to make the message known to the lost. I want them to know that he loves me. And when I love them, it demonstrates what he's done inside. Now, how many of you couples, your husband loves you, and you can just, oh, he loves me. There was some demonstration at some time. Okay? All right? How many knows that it has demonstration? It's great with words, and it is, because there's meaning behind it. But when the next step goes to demonstration, it's like, aw. Amen? Say that. How can we, Lord, not that you need anything, but Lord, I want to demonstrate my love to you. Even David said, you know what? I'm not going to offer something that to the Lord doesn't cost me something. He looked at him and said, Lord, all this. And how many knows David was well off at the end of his life? How many want to be like that in your life? Your end of your day should be greater than your beginning. Serve the Lord. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. That's a promise. As you love, it begins to release it. It gives you the capacity. Now, how many ever time you had a bad attitude or a bad time? How many ever came to church with a grumpy attitude? One, two, three. How many knows it does something different? You don't want it to be that way, I know. But listen to me, sometimes we're affected in those things. But sometimes we got to shake it off.
shake it off, shake it off.
Sometimes you got to go in there and say, you know what? No, they deserve my best. And I want to make sure I offer that. How many of you ever had to put away your own feelings for a moment just to bless that situation? That's difficult. But Lord, I want to be that type of person. Amen? Anybody with me today? When we realize the love of Christ is within us, it can transform and flow from us. You know, most people will listen to you if they know you care. Amen? And then sometimes some of my greatest prayers have been with individuals when I don't get to say a thing. When I can just hold their hand in this moment. I pray this, that nobody leaves this planet without somebody with them. Amen? But knowing that you're a Christian going to a far greater way to glory, I mean, that's an awesome thing. Sometimes I get caught between the two. I know that with the Lord, they're happier than ever. But I'm here on earth, I'm sorry, I miss them. But God's still there in the midst of it. When you love, you're filled. And when you're filled, listen to me, you have a new song. Now, how many of you couples ever thought about your husband or wife, like your mind starts to wander a little bit? Nod your head if you say it's true. Like, oh, I'm thinking about it. Oh, that's so sweet. My wife really loves me. I mean, she really loves me. I know I'm all bad, so it's kind of easy too. I understand. I'm the second most humble man in here. Frank's the most humble. All right? Right, Frank? By far, yes, by far. By far, he's the most humble, that's for sure. But I know because not only does she tell me, she follows me around. I say, what are you doing? I just love you. I just want to follow you around for a moment. All right? And then she'll think about things that I like and she will just do them without me even asking. I don't deserve such great love. How much more our Savior? How much He really loves us and follows us around and does stuff for us even without us asking. And He does this, I'm going to send my own Son for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be also. See, we're going to take this with us. It's not just for this planet. It needs to be spread abroad. But we possess it. We need to possess that love within us because what's within us will come out of us. It'll be a natural process and the world needs it. Christians need to be it. When you love, you unconsciously fulfill the whole law. It's so true. I don't want to take because I love. I don't want to speak evil because I love. When that love begins to flow, it's the language that's understood. It's a universal language. Amen? God could drop you in another country, in another place that doesn't speak a thing, but they can sense love. Is this good this morning? Turn to 1 Corinthians 13 for a moment. I don't have time to go through all these scriptures. But in many portions of scripture, it starts to identify what love is. Much of the world has no clue. They just like, go, do this, and do this. More like, do this, shack up and leave. But when you love, there's commitment involved in it. Look at verse 4. It says, love suffers long. Drag. I mean, sometimes it's put to the test. Everybody's kind of quiet. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Doesn't promote itself. Is not puffed up. Doesn't behave itself unseemly. Seeks not its own. Is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Notice that, listen, it's always there. And we need to be sometimes thick-skinned because love has permeated our body. Amen? You know, somebody may have a bad day and unload on you. Oh, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Don't take offense. If you're loving, you may not like what's coming out. It may not even be deserving. I totally understand that. But I'm not going to take offense to that area. Amen? I'm going to keep loving. How many ever said something you shouldn't? One, two, three. Oh, that's almost the whole side. You heathens over here. How many over here? Oh, double heathens over here. The truth is that we've all failed in this area. Aren't you glad you can come back to that place? And you know what? Repentance is a grace word. The church needs to get back to repenting. It's just saying, look, I'm wrong. Lord, I humble myself. There's nothing wrong with that. Even if you're totally right, Lord, work in me. Look, when the word is given, hey, you need to be more like this, God's going to do it. Lord, I want that. Give me that. I accept that, Lord. But when love covers, I want to be able to take it and not be upset with it. Amen? Because Jesus is my example. Notice on the cross, they said all mean things. Prophesy, who hit you? He could have told me everything about him. They called him illegitimate. Listen to me. It was unbelievable words spoken to him. And guys, you know what I'm talking about, what's spoken in private. Could you imagine the meetings that he had when they're beating his face, what they told him in his ears? And yet, he kept his mouth shut because he knew why he came. And some of those same people that ridiculed him and persecuted him got saved. How many here have sinned when you were a sinner? When you got your life transformed, how many were thankful for it? It's scriptural. He who sinned much will love much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's not that self-righteousness. Is this good this morning? When I look at demonstration, we all have that potential. None of us have arrived. So don't gauge yourself off of somebody else. Gauge yourself off of Christ. And don't think in your heart, well, they should be a certain way. They're changing too. Thank God he gave me grace. Come on, give somebody some grace. Amen? And I hate to burst your bubble, but your pastor's not perfect. Close! Pastor Glenda's giving me that eye. But I haven't arrived yet, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. But I'm changed from glory to glory. And if I spend time in the love of God, basking in His presence, things change. And they change within. If you heard this morning, I understand that deep thing. There are times that we, listen to me, we have to realize how vast that Spirit is within us. The deep calls on the deep. And when we bring that forth, it's life. Come on. Having communion with the Lord is something great. When you love somebody, your time goes by super fast. I don't know what happened when it comes to prayer meetings where it's like, well, I got to spend a certain time and then the Lord will be happy with that. He's happy with just you spending time with them. And the more you do, the more you realize it's great to spend time with them. Then your devotion becomes your day devotion. You take advantage of every moment, every situation. Come on, you can be in the store and still praying. Not be goofy, but Lord, touch them, amen? Always looking for opportunities. Amen. I'll close with this morning. When we start to love, it's like light through a prism. It comes through one side, but then it's broken up in every element. It's like the spectrum of love. And that's how it is. We love the Lord, and that love comes in, and then all of a sudden it becomes like a prism, and it begins to be reflected all out. The truth is that I'll never come before this desk unprepared. But I want that light to be like that, that all of a sudden it comes in and it hits every area. You've seen, how many ever seen like a globe or something crystal? And like it I don't know, that refraction, I forgot what the word is. And you can just see it, huh? Most like fat. How many of you can see that? And the more you turn it, you can see more. That should be the reflection of our life because Jesus is just like that. It may be dark a little bit like a glass, but you can still see it. But one day, face to face. Listen to me, God's love can permeate every area and touch areas that we never thought possible. I want to be that, Lord. Help me. How do you gauge in your love? What happens when you're attacked? What comes out first? Lord, I want it to be love. Not easily provoked. Help me. Oh, this is good preaching. Amen. It's not puffed up. It's not, Lord, It should be a gauge for us to go, hey, I'm in this, but I got some areas to work on. Come on. And then we also give other people areas to work on too. This is the truth. I've led a service like this and got flipped off in the parking lot. And honestly, I went, what did I do? Honestly, what did I do? I walked from here to there. Say amen. But I wasn't going to take the bait of the enemy and get offended. I just said, Lord, touch whatever that situation is. Now, I don't want that every week. If you have that in mind, get over here, all right? No, I know you don't. But the truth is, you'll be faced. How many of you have had some weird situations? You just like, what's up with that? You didn't think that. I don't know what's up with that. Stuff like that, you didn't deserve that, but it still somehow happened. Am I the only one? How many other ones? Okay. Walk through it. Go, huh? Okay. But keep loving. I want this church to be that way. Your pastor wants you to know, I want you to be that way. If we're that way, we're going to reach the lost. If we're that way, we're going to meet needs. If we're that way, we're going to pray for one another. If we're that, we'll just be that naturally. So many things will just map out because that's the way we are in Christ. Amen? Come on. We can be those people. As we close here this morning, maybe you're here and you've never experienced the love of Christ. Maybe you're here this morning and maybe you weren't raised in a home that was real loving. And you're catching up to certain things. That's okay. Jesus said, if you're without father or mother, I'll be that to you. Or maybe there's a situation where there's a deep hurt happened. A blow in life that, man, should have never happened, but it did anyways. It's kind of rocked that area of love. But you want it restored. How many of the Lord can do that? And there's room in this house for you to change. There's room in this house for you to be what God wants you to be. There's room in this house to, like, Lord, we accept and we'll move and we'll see a change according to His Word. Amen? I have this real sense this fall that our love needs to go to another layer because God's going to do more and more in this world. We need to be those people. How many are sensing something? I agree with Pastor Green. It's almost like I can taste it. It's like right there. It's like prepared, and we're going to dine in a new level. How many need your love to come to another place? Okay. How many have been challenged in areas? Maybe your house wasn't as loving as it should have been, but you're seeing, hey, the Lord can still work. Okay. Third area here is how many like, you know, you've taken a blow in life. It's hurt. And it's like, Lord's restoring that area. Let me see your hand. There's nothing wrong with that. Acknowledge, Lord. It doesn't make you a less of a person. It's like, that's where you're at in life. And last here, how many want to be more loving like Jesus? Lord, our hands are up. God, identify us. And Lord, everything that's been spoken, Lord Jesus, move and mend. Lord, restore hearts. Lord, things that have been bruised, Lord God, work in. And Lord, when our love is challenged, Lord God, we want to take this description in 1 Corinthians. It's patient. It's kind. Lord, let that word come alive that we can act accordingly. Lord, we may not condone the action, but God, we want to be what you want us to be in those situations. Father, help us to be more loving. Help us, Lord Jesus, to put you first. To have that natural change within us. And Lord, I pray you'll bless your people, Lord God. Lord, let your face shine upon them, grace upon their life. And Lord, we speak revival to this land in the name of Jesus. Sovereignly move. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And God bless you. We'll keep these altars open.